Welcome to Finding Holiness, where we delve into timeless Torah wisdom, revealing the sacred in everyday moments. Join us on a journey to elevate your spirituality and discover holiness in every aspect of life. I'm your host, Rabbi David Kadosh, and together, let's embark on a path of spiritual exploration. I hope you enjoy this next episode. Erev Tov, everyone. We are in Klal Vav Halacha Bet, still talking about the Isur of listening to Lashon Hara. As we're going to see, even listening to Lashon Hara without believing it is still prohibited. But we're going to learn that when there's relevant information to protect oneself or someone else in the future, it could be permitted. So he writes here, Af al shemiyat Lashon Hara levad gam ken yesh isur min haTorah. There's even a Torah prohibition to listen to Lashon Hara without believing it. And this applies when you have no intention of accepting it as true. As soon as he inclines his ear to listen, then he is transgressing. There's a difference between listening to Lashon Hara and accepting Lashon Hara in several ways. Listening is prohibited only if it will not be of any relevance to him in the future. If it is relevant to him in the future, and it is true, then he's allowed to listen to it. Kegon, for example, Shehu Mevin mitchilata sipur, Reuven starts giving Levi a negative report of Shimon, and Levi realizes right at the beginning of the story, Shehu rotze leharoto besipuro, ech sheploni eno ish meheman uchai gavna. He wants to convey with the story how Shimon is not a trustworthy person. Now, ve'aya bedato mitechila leachniso beisko. Levi wanted to take Shimon as their business partner, or to do business with him, or leishatefimo, to create a partnership, or lasot shiduchimo, or to make a shiduch with their children, v'chol ke'ay gavna, or in any other similar way, mutal lecha techila lishmoa. Then you are allowed to listen to what Reuven has to say about Shimon, kede lachush laze urishamer mimenu, so that he can worry about this and take whatever precautions he needs to take to guard himself from the association with Shimon. Kevan demashu rotze lishmoa. As long as Levi's desire to hear the report is not as a result of hearing derogatory information about him, he just wants to protect himself so that he should not sustain a loss or be involved in discord or strife. So therefore, he is permitted to do so. The same would apply, even if the listener will not benefit personally from hearing the information, but as a result of listening to this report, other people will benefit. It's also mutar. Kegon, for example, if let's say Reuven claims that Shimon stole from someone or humiliated someone, and Levi wants to hear about this, okay? He wants to investigate if indeed it's true. So he can go and rebuke Shimon regarding the result of what he heard. Maybe after Levi speaks to Shimon, hey, this is what I'm here, is it true? And then he can get Shimon to do teshuvah. Or maybe return the stolen property that he took from the owner. Or appease the person that he insulted or cursed. And the like. The mutar, that situation is allowed. So we actually spoke about this not too long ago, about business partnerships and getting involved and hearing information. So in this situation, he's just reiterating the fact that it would be allowed. And the reason for this is like we explained above, that his intent is to benefit either himself, because he wants to go into business, or benefit others. Aval, lekabel, which is to accept it as fact, then in that situation, dehainu lachlit hadavar belibo shehu emet, but to conclude right away that Shimon, yes, stole from this guy, or Shimon did this to this person, or that he's a bad business partner, or to right away believe it, asur bechol gavne. You are not allowed to do so. It's forbidden under all circumstances. Okay. Halacha gimel. Ve'al yeh lefele b'nei akore. This should not be puzzling to the reader who might think, im ken, if so, that I'm allowed to listen to Lashon Hara, ech nuchal latzet bazer yedei shamayim, how can we ever be informed of, I guess, relevant negative information and yet still fulfill what Hashem wants? Kivan shegadarta alenu taderech, you've eliminated all leeway. De'afilu hashemiyah levad b'gnut chavero asur. By forbidding even listening to negative information is not allowed. One may think, what if what Reuven wants to tell me about Shimon is relevant to my business? Maybe it's something that's relevant in other matters. So how can I be instructed to not listen to information about Shimon that might be critical to me to know? I need to know. Maybe this is indeed something I need to know. So he's kind of in a catch-22 over here. On one hand, I shouldn't be listening, but on the other hand, maybe this is something that I do need to know. So teshuvah ledabar, the answer to this is, harotzeh latzeh yedei shamayim b'inyanei hashemiyah, someone who wants to fulfill heaven's demands with regards to listening to Lashon Hara, yidnaheg kach, this is how he should behave. Im ish echad ba elav verotzeh lesaper al chavero, if Reuven approaches Levi to speak about Shimon, vehu mevin, sherotzeh lesaper alav divrei gnut, and Levi realizes that Reuven plans to say something negative about Shimon, yishalenu mitachila. Right away, he should ask him, Reuven, at the beginning, ha'im ha'inyana she'ata rotzeh lesaper li yeh nogea li ale haba, is what you are about to tell me have any relevance to me in the future? Oh, she'uchal letaken et hadavar behochacha, or do you think by you telling me anything, I'll be able to help Shimon or rectify his misbehavior? O kayotzeh bazeh? If Reuven says, no, what I'm about to tell you is relevant for your future. Or you have the opportunity to help Shimon, then mutal lishmoa. It is permitted for Levi to listen. But again, Levi cannot believe right away what he's about to hear. Rak lachus, only to consider, ad sheit barer davar, until the matter is clarified. But if Levi perceives from Reuven's response that maybe this does not have any constructive benefit to him, or he realizes that these words are derisive, scornful, and that Reuven is making accusations against Shimon, trying to defame him, Mahmad Godel Sinato Oto, because of how much he doesn't like him, then in that case, asur afilu lishmoa. In that case, Levi is not even allowed to listen. So the idea here is to be proactive in the conversation. If you're a bystander in the conversation, you might come across things, information that you shouldn't have heard, and you will be transgressing, even listening, whether you believe it or not, because you're not actually taking a part in the conversation. But when you see someone or someone starts talking to you about Shimon, for whatever reason, hey, wait a second. Why do you think I need to know this information? Is it important to me? Is it going to be important to my business, to my life, to my kids? If it is, then I'll listen. I'm not going to believe it, but I'll listen. And then you can move on from there. So again, it's a concept of being proactive. The Chafetz Chaim here has his Haggah, and he writes, we can plainly see someone who just listens to Lashon Hara, even if he doesn't really want to accept it, he's giving encouragement to the speaker. For if the speaker sees once that the listener is listening to him without objection and he's just casually just letting him talk, he's going to be encouraged to continually spew this information constantly. And then when similar opportunities come in the future, he will repeat, and he won't hesitate to speak derisively and derogatorily about his friend, and give accusations about him. This would not be the case if the listener would respond to him and say, "En retzoni lishmo adavar shelo ra'iti be'atzmi." I'm not interested in hearing something that I didn't personally see. Or lefachot hayamarelo panim zeumim avur ze. Or at least show a reaction that you don't care about what you have to say. And this way, the speaker would at least be prompted to guard himself in the future. Against speaking disparagingly of others. Since he will see that such comments are a shame for him. He was just embarrassed because the other guy wanted nothing to do with the conversation. Here he is all excited that he's going to reveal this juicy secret about Shimon. And Levi says, "I don't care." And now he feels embarrassed. Because people view him as now a Baal Lashon Hara. Baal Lashon Hara is like a master of Lashon Hara. That's all he does. His whole life is Lashon Hara. Uchmo shenizka b'Rabbeinu Yonah b'mar mar reishu bet, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sha'arei Teshuvah, Ma'amar 2:12. Okay. How much time we have left? Okay. Let's do one more. Halacha dalet. V'lifamim mitzvah lishmua ma she'echad mesaper divrei gnut ha'chavero. Sometimes it's even a mitzvah for Levi to listen to Reuven's disparaging remarks about Shimon. Kegon, shehu mesha'er she'al yedei shmi'ato et ha'inyan bishlemut. If Levi assesses by listening to what Reuven is saying in its entirety, yeh achar kach bechocho le'arot lifnei mesaper o shara shom'im she'en ha'ma'aseh ken kemo she'ne'emar alav. Maybe he can prove to Reuven that no, it's not true. Whatever you're telling me is not right. And that will prevent him from spreading it even further. Shimon did not do A, B, and C. Or he feels he can defend Shimon with some other justification. There's a scenario here. Your sister is having major troubles with her teenage son and is very critical of her husband over how he is handling their son. She calls you to express her anger at her spouse. You are permitted to listen if you are able to help her see the situation from a more positive perspective. However, you may not believe her report as completely true, nor may you act on it. There's another scenario where it's a mitzvah to listen to Lashon Hara. Kegon, for example, im ba echad lefanav, if Reuven approaches Levi, likbol al havero meze davar she'asan negdo, complaining about something bad that Shimon did to him, v'hu makid me'am saper, and Levi understands that that Reuven, that by listening to Reuven complain, he'll be able to calm Reuven's anger. Just by giving him an ear, then maybe he can calm down a bit. And maybe then, once he's vented out what he needed to vent, Reuven won't go out and tell other people. In that situation, it's permitted for Levi to listen. Because calming Reuven, preventing him from telling others about Shimon's misdeed is a toilet. It's a benefit. So the people might want to believe Reuven. This way they won't. And God forbid, they will be accepted of Lashon Hara. Through this course of action, listening to Reuven will increase peace among the world. Ach, however, with regards to all these permitted scenarios we spoke about, Levi has to be very careful. When you're listening, then you can't believe the information conclusively. Only consider it, lest he be ensnared by the sin of accepting Lashon Hara. He has one more small haggah here, and with this we'll conclude. He writes, this is the strategy. In a situation where maybe Levi did violate the prohibition of listening to Lashon Hara, if he wants to do teshuvah, if Levi, the listener, wants to do teshuvah, find ways to justify and defend Shimon in front of Reuven. And try to get Reuven to remove any ill feelings that he has against Shimon. By doing so, Levi retroactively now rectifies the Isur, because now he's convinced Reuven that Shimon's a pretty good guy. We'll see later on. All of this applies in ordinary circumstances. However, if Levi perceives that Reuven is mean-spirited, that whatever he says to convince Reuven to judge Shimon favorably, who is only going to cause Reuven to get more upset and disparage him further, then it's probably better, it's not probably, definitely better for Levi to remain silent while Reuven is talking. Only afterwards, when Reuven leaves, mitzvah shiyasmir echad me'asomim lifnei shar asomim, it would be a mitzvah for one listener to tell the other listener et kol inyan lizchut, to describe Shimon in a positive light, ulishtader avur ze leosi midibah magnut shneimar alav, and that way you will be able to pull out and remove negative information about Shimon. Kedesh shelo itafsuhu vehem na'atid lavo, and doing so by justifying Shimon's action will allow the listeners that not he nor them be labeled in the world to come b'shem chabura shel anshei resha u'ba'alei lashon hara, as a group of evildoers and ba'alei lashon hara. We'll stop here. Bezat Hashem, we'll continue next time.